of you that haven't been here for a while, just a few rules of the chambers for protocol. If you're here representing or speaking on behalf of, let's say, your organization or business, just let us know. If you're here speaking on behalf of yourself, let us know that as well. We have a lobbying disclosure requirement. It's pretty low bar. Just tell us who you're speaking on behalf of, who you're representing. You'll be all right. There's no screaming. There's no clapping. There's no throwing things. Just pretty basic stuff. I'm looking at you, Jim Mark. No throwing things today. And today. And the clock in front of you will help you count down your 3 minutes. You just need to tell us, in addition to your affiliation, your name, not your address, not your phone number. But we're just waiting for one more person to have a quorum, and then we can begin. They what?
When you moved to show us all, you know, you asked them to ask yours.
Oh, they did?
Have them show
oh, can you, Joseph? Joseph, can you turn on the camera? And
there
we go. The others will know that we're waiting patiently.
That worked last time. Mine told me to speak more directly into the mic, so that's why I leaned forward.
Yeah.
Mom's a great aunt.
Does she watch on cable or on the? Yeah, she's here.
Not for internet stuff.
Right. Yeah. If you could go corral them, that would be great.
There we go.
Great. City Council, come back to order. Carla, can you please read the two-year status report, which is time certain, and item number 744.
Accept the Portland Economic Development Strategy, a 5-year plan for promoting job creation and economic growth, 2-year status report.
Thank you, Director Quinton.
Good morning, Mayor Adams. Good morning, Commissioners. 2 years ago, we came before this council with what at the time turned out to be a fairly novel request. We requested adoption of a citywide economic development strategy, the first in 15 years, that honestly diagnosed the lagging job and income growth that plagued this city and called for explicit year-over-year investments in business development and job creation. Thanks to your leadership and steadfast support over these past 2 years, including increased funding for economic development despite steep declines in city revenues, we have rallied the city and the region around the implementation of a strategy that is now regarded as one of the most thoughtful and disciplined economic development plans in the country. In the midst of the worst economic recession in a generation, we issued a collective challenge to create 10,000 jobs. And as I will show you, we are well on our way toward meeting that challenge. However, the impact of this strategy is about more than just statistics. This document has served as the blueprint for the public and private sectors to work together to once and for all dispel the notion that Portland is not a place to start and operate and grow a business. It has fostered unprecedented collaboration within some of the most competitive industries in the world and has unleashed creative new solutions for helping businesses with their most pressing needs. But most importantly, this strategy has produced results, and I would like to walk you through a summary of what we've achieved over the past 2 years. So there's a variety of ways that you can measure the work that PDC and the city has done in the past 2 years. The first way is simply to look at the level of investment that we've made. We've assisted over 390 businesses, provided direct financial assistance of roughly $60 million, but more importantly, we have leveraged that investment tenfold. So our $60 million of investments, which we'll get into in a second to what form that's taken, has attracted $600 million in private investment. In turn, that investment has had significant direct job creation. So we've our financial assistance and the leveraged private money has created almost 2,000 new jobs, retained over 1,000 jobs, and as you can see, we've helped both existing businesses and startups as well as attracted new businesses. We've also followed through on our commitment to our target industry clusters, and we've also demonstrated a substantial commitment to small businesses. Another way to look at this is to think about that 10,000 new job number and how we're faring on that. And if you look at employment over the past 2 years, employment within Multnomah County, which is how we measure this, the statistic has grown by 5,500 jobs. The graph obviously demonstrates the bumpy road that we've all experienced over that time, but the trend line is unmistakable. We are growing jobs in this county, and we are well ahead of our projections on the 10,000 new job number. More importantly, however, we see a very marked decline in the unemployment rate in this region to a point where we are finally below the national average, and we're showing signs that this region and hopefully this state will finally show a different reaction to the economic cycles that we've seen in the past. So another way to look at it is to zero in on the four industry clusters that we've focused on for the past 2 years, our traded sector industries. And what you'll see is that within each of these clusters, we are climbing out of the trough in job statistics, and each of these clusters is showing substantial improvement in employment. So within clean tech, you can see the dramatic job growth, but I also want us to make sure that we highlight the important milestones, particularly around the recruitments or the retentions of Vestas and Solo Power and Revolt, and the momentum that those three high-profile companies have created for this industry. We are now recognized as the clean energy hub of the United States. The momentum that comes from that, we see every day. We get more attention from companies, from other cities and other parts of the globe about the work we're doing. And in addition, it attracts the attention of larger corporate partners like General Electric or Sanyo, or international firms like BRE and Fagerdala around ways for them to demonstrate their commitment to sustainability and to the clean economy. In the athletic and outdoor industry, we didn't have the same challenge of demonstrating to the U.S. and to the world that we're the hub for this industry. Everybody knows that we're the hub for this industry. We have the greatest concentration of design talent within this industry, and we have obviously the most well-known anchors in Nike and Columbia and Adidas. So what our job was to make sure that the world knew about what was going on here, and we've seen companies show up here like Hi-Tech, who arrived in the past year, to set up the U.S. operations, but also to promote the expansion of what we see as another tier of growing specialty apparel and outdoor gear companies like Showers Pass and Lacrosse Footwear and Portland Design Works. The other things that we've done in this industry, I think you're all aware, but we've taken great steps to increase collaboration within the industry by publishing the first directory and publishing the genealogy map that I think has become so well known. And we've also created the first materials library, in the process of creating the first materials library on the West Coast to support this industry in the design forum PDX. And software, once again, dramatic job growth in this industry. And this cluster, I think, embodies the Portland spirit more than any of our clusters. This is truly a community effort. This industry has rallied around this strategy, has made their aspect of it their own, and then helped us launch important initiatives like the Portland Seed Fund, PDX, and PDX 11. The industry itself has seen a dramatic increase in venture capital, and we see this industry growing as much organically as through any explicit efforts on our part. But the city, in addition to the work of PDC, has played its part through making available city business opportunities for companies like Approved and Greenprint to test their products and grow their revenues. We've also launched Civic Apps, an open source design contest,
And you'll, in a minute, you'll hear from a company that is now that has now received a seed stage investment and is growing a company based on their work in, under the Civic Apps competition. And lastly, we have advanced manufacturing, which is the heart and soul of our economy. We have one of the largest concentrations of manufacturing of any state in the country, and we view that as an asset in a time when many states and regions are moving away from manufacturing. We view it to be the opportunity for us across a variety of industries, including clean tech. We have notable companies like United Streetcar that are moving from more traditional manufacturing sectors into clean technology opportunities, and we're promoting that and have promoted that through our work in connecting local manufacturers to supply chain opportunities in a variety of industries. We've grown 16 companies by $2 million in revenues through our explicit work around supply chain connections within the wind industry. And lastly, as a sign of the turning turning point in the economy, we've seen 8 new businesses located in our Portland Enterprise Zone, estimated new investment of close to $500 million. And about a year and a half ago, that program was dormant. We had no interest in that program. So the manufacturing sector is rebounding as well. So our cluster work and the work in these industries serves as the foundation for a range of other initiatives that cut across a variety of industries, including our clusters. Notable among these are our work in international business development, our work with our higher ed institutions, as well as our work with the workforce infrastructure in the region. On the international front, I think the mayor's work and PDC's work is well known on our various trade missions, our work to sell Portland companies and products around the world, and our work to attract investment into Portland. This work was recently recognized by the Brookings Institution, which named us as one of 4 areas to develop a pilot metro export plan. These metro export plans will be the showcase for the country and will drive how the federal government promotes exports going forward. We've also taken great steps to increase investment available from international locations into projects in this city through our EB-5 program. On the higher education front, the mayor recently announced the formation of what we call our 5th cluster, the research and commercialization cluster, and that's less of a cluster and more of a focus across all of our industries around establishing connections between the tremendous research and innovation work that's happening within our higher ed institutions and the business development opportunities that are occurring in this region. And this allows us to have very explicit ties to that work, particularly at OHSU and PSU. And an example of how we're promoting this commercialization process is our investment of $1 million in a PSU accelerator to create a wet lab for new life sciences companies that are coming out of OHSU and PSU. And then lastly, around workforce development, this work obviously isn't complete unless we've made connections to the job opportunities we're creating and the residents in this city, in this region. And we've worked extensively with the Workforce Investment Board and Work Systems, Inc. to make sure that our strategy is completely aligned with their focus so that when job training occurs, it occurs in the industries that are producing the most jobs. As you know, our strategy isn't just about our work and traded sector clusters. Part of it is maintaining our leadership and sustainability and an innovation in the built environment. And so we've continued to promote a range of investments both in the city and downtown and in our neighborhoods around sustainability and around urban innovation. I think the most notable among these is our innovative work in developing Clean Energy Works, which is now a model for the country in performing residential retrofits, and we hope we'll move into commercial retrofits and be a model for that as well. We are now, that program is reaching full scale and is weatherizing a range of homes throughout the city of Portland. In addition, we continue to fund and advance our catalytic projects around the central city. Each of these projects is designed to promote our leadership in green building. It's designed to test new products and services around district energy and around eco districts. And of course, it's designed to maintain our reputation as one of the most livable cities in the country. In addition, we're also making investments in streetcar and other infrastructure to increase the competitiveness of our central city and our neighborhoods. And lastly, most importantly, We remain committed to the development of the Oregon Sustainability Center. We believe it is a showcase project for the world about what Portland's capable of doing in green development. It's a project that continues to have challenges, but I just want to make sure everybody is aware that we view it as an essential aspect of the completion of this strategy. Over the past 2 years, I think we've received even more attention for what people like to call the Portland brand, and you can see all the praise that we've received or continue to receive for our leadership in sustainability and a progressive public policy. But I think the challenge has always been, how do we take the value of that brand and translate it into a business competitive advantage? And I think the most important milestone that we've had over the past 2 years is the formation of Greater Portland Inc., which will harness all of that, all of the positive energy from the reputation around Portland, and turn it into a business brand that we can promote globally and tell the rest of the world that Portland's not only a great place to live and a great place to visit, but it's a great place to do business. And the final aspect of the strategy, as you know, is our work to promote neighborhood business development. And in our strategy, we promised mainly two things. We promised to streamline the business support services that were available throughout our neighborhoods, and we promised to do what we could to support the development of commercial corridors within the city. And on both fronts, we've made substantial progress. We've established the Portland for Biz website, as well as the single phone number, which has been our attempt to give businesses a single point of access to city services. We continue to add on to the capability of that website and those services, and our work in our neighborhood economic development strategy, which I'll talk about in a second, will bring our business assistance providers together in a more coordinated fashion as well. We've also streamlined the city's permitting process, and we continue to make grants available to neighborhood businesses throughout the city. On the commercial corridor front, I think, as you know, we established the first Portland Main Street program and named our first Portland Main Street areas, Alberta, Hillsdale, and St. John's. Those programs our investment in those three main streets has leveraged $150,000 in private investment, as well as substantial volunteer hours. Each of those main streets is up and running with an organization and an executive director, and we expect great results in the coming years. We've also continued to make substantial physical investments in our commercial corridors, including areas like Kenton and Foster Woodstock, and provided storefront grants for 260 businesses. And I'll just end my presentation with a look forward. I think we have a lot to be proud of in terms of the progress we've made, but we have a lot of work to be done. And when I look ahead, I see the challenge ahead of us is really around, how do we make our neighborhood economic development work come alive? This council recently passed our neighborhood economic development strategy, which will be the blueprint for our work in neighborhoods across the city, not just in urban renewal areas. And we view that as a challenge to all of us to generate the kind of job growth and job opportunities for local residents that we've created downtown, and do that in a way that promotes equity within the city and that avoids the kind of displacement that we've seen in the past. And I think it's another challenge to add to our 10,000 job challenge that will keep us all focused on this work in the coming years. So with that, I just want to thank you again for your tremendous support for the work that we've been doing. And I also want to acknowledge the significant presence of representatives in the business community here, many of whom will come up and talk in a second. But without their leadership, none of this happens. This is their progress, not really ours. Government doesn't create jobs, businesses do. So I really want to thank them for all their hard work during what has been an incredibly challenging economic environment. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Quinton. We'll now move to testimony.
First three, please come on up, are J.E. Isaac, Roger Hinshaw, and Doug McDonald.
Welcome back, gentlemen. Glad you're here. Mr. Hinshaw, would you like to begin? Mr. Isaac, would you like to begin?
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. I'm Jay Isaac, Board Chair of the Portland Business Alliance. Thank you for the opportunity to join you today to support acceptance of the Economic Development Strategy 2-Year Status Report. The Alliance strongly supported the adoption of this strategy and its job creation goal, and would like to again acknowledge the leadership of Mayor Adams and the Council in developing the plan and setting specific targets for job growth. The Alliance's Regional Jobs Action Plan and the City's five-year plan strongly complement each other. We are pleased to see forward progress on a wide range of strategies within the plan, from the adoption of the Neighborhood Economic Development Strategy to the successful recruitment of new firms into the city like Solo Power, H&M, Sephora, and others, to the selection of this city by the Brookings Institute for its Metro Export Initiatives program. We see encouraging progress on a wide range of fronts. The Alliance would like to acknowledge the effort that the Mayor, Council, and your staff, and the leadership and staff of the PDC, among others, who have worked diligently on not just the development of the strategy, but on its day-to-day implementation. While we are pleased with the results so far, much remains to be done to achieve our job growth goals, and we must achieve those goals. The Alliance believes that the foundation of a sustainable community, the health of both the public and private sector, rests on our ability to provide well-paid jobs that support families and provide them a level of income that in turn generates the taxes that pay for our critical schools, parks, roads, and public safety services. Looking forward, I would like to add two quick observations about where we believe we need to focus our energies for this strategy to ultimately be successful. First, we need to expand our emphasis on international trade. The Brookings Institution grant is a great opportunity for the city to further accelerate an area of inherent economic strength. At the same time, we need to invest in the infrastructure that supports our international traded sector, our ports, railroads, and freight facilities, including the Columbia River Crossing. Second, we know that small and young firms create the bulk of net new jobs. The city's new one-stop permitting website, portland4biz.com, is a great resource. But these are the firms that are also hardest hit by barriers to entry, such as taxes, fees, and regulations. We believe it's better to keep these barriers as low as possible so new firms can form and small firms can grow than it is to put the barriers in place and then create programs to assist firms in addressing them. We need to keep our entrepreneurial environment healthy, and lowering barriers to entry nurtures new firms. So in conclusion, we want to again thank the mayor and the council for including the business community in the development of this strategy, thank council for its adoption, and the staff at PDC and the other bureaus for continuing the work of its implementation. We are making progress in the context of a difficult national and international economy, but we are making progress, and we need to continue to push aggressively forward. Thank you for the opportunity to continue to work with you on this important strategy.
Thank you, Mr. Isaacs. Mr. Henshaw?
Okay, good morning, Mayor Adams and members of council. I'm Roger Henshaw, immediate past chair of the Portland Business Alliance Board of Directors, and also the board treasurer for Greater Portland, Inc., formerly Greenlight Greater Portland. I want to thank you also for the invitation to be here in support of the Portland Economic Development Strategy. I also want to compliment you, Mayor Adams, as well as the entire council for making the Economic Development Strategy a priority and for establishing specific job growth targets. While we're focused on this particular strategy today, however, we need to recognize that economic development and job creation are too important to be continued or to be confined to a single initiative. We need to have the economic health of the city in the forefront of our thinking all the time when we're dealing with housing, public safety, planning, parks, and all the other issues that City Council confronts on a daily basis. Just yesterday, we learned that Oregon's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate, after improving slightly, ticked up again to 9.4%. That's hundreds of additional families struggling to make ends meet. With that in mind, I want to thank the mayor and council for helping build important partnerships in the development and implementation of the strategy. The Alliance, PDC, APNBA, and the Small Business Advisory Council, as you know, joined forces on the Neighborhood Economic Development Strategy. The Alliance and Port of Portland worked with the city on securing the Brookings Institution Metropolitan Export Initiative grant you've already heard about, and Greater Portland, Inc., PDC and the city are working together on the Clean Tech and Advanced Manufacturing Industry Jobs Initiative, as well as the Innovation Accelerator Grant you may have heard about. Even in the context of a very difficult economy, we've seen some important successes in our goal of creating jobs. With respect to the overall strategy, we're on track. We're right on track, and we need to continue to push forward. I would agree with Chair Isaac's comments that we need to focus additional attention on international trade and also keeping barriers to startups as low as possible. But I would also add one other observation. We need not only to grow total jobs, but we need to also grow well-paid jobs that are available to a wide spectrum of Portland citizens, communities of color, those who speak English as a second language, and those without college or other advanced degrees. So, how do we do that? Portland has a better than average manufacturing base, and on average, those jobs pay higher wages relative to education and language skills than many non-manufacturing jobs. So we need to find ways to nurture these firms because the family wage jobs they provide and create have a social as well as economic value-added component. To do that, we need to invest in infrastructure, both soft, like workforce training and quality schools, but most importantly, in my opinion, hard, like freight facilities and readily available land, to ensure that we remain competitive. I'd like to raise one note of concern as we look forward. The success of this strategy so far has relied in no small part on the resources of the Portland Development Commission. PDC does a great job, but we're reaching a point where tax increment finance funds will not support the level of effort we have enjoyed in the past, and even that was less than what was needed. To be successful, the city must develop a strategy and, more importantly, find the fiscal resources to support the implementation of our economic development strategy, whether it's designating additional urban renewal districts or simply allocating funds generated by the existing business income tax credit or income tax, PDC needs the resources not just to craft good strategies, but to actually implement them. So in conclusion, let me thank you again for the opportunity to appear before you today to acknowledge the forward progress on the city's economic development strategy. We're making great progress on many fronts, but as today's unemployment news shows us, we need to remain vigilant and focused on our region's economic development. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Henshaw. Welcome.
Welcome. I'm Doug MacDonald. I represent Vestas American Wind Technologies. Good morning, and thank you for letting me have the opportunity to speak with you today. Nearly 10 years ago, Vestas moved into our headquarters from California into Portland. And we chose Portland primarily because of the labor force and the transportation infrastructure. And when we first moved here, we had 75 employees. And we were in an office building on Columbia Street. We quickly outgrew that, and we moved into our current location on NATO Parkway. And we've outgrown the three buildings we now occupy in that little cluster up there. And so we were looking to relocate. So last summer, we made after a thorough search in a variety of different communities in the country, we announced that we would be staying in Portland and relocating our headquarters to the vacant Meyer and Frank building in the Pearl District. And I'd like to take the opportunity to thank the City of Portland and the PDC for their excellent support working with Gerding Edelin, the owner and developer of the property, to make this project a reality for our employees. Gerding Edelin, along with GBD Architects, Glumec, KPFF, and Skanska, they're working hard to make this building renovations forward. So far, 95% of the exterior is complete. Exterior window installation began 3 weeks ago, and the initial plumbing is going on. Tenant improvement work will begin in October and is expected to be done by the end of February 2012. Our 400 employees plan to occupy one of the city's most sustainable buildings early in the spring next year. A focused economic development strategy keeps companies like Vestas in Portland. Not only have we retained high-wage jobs here, but Vestas also supports the local communities in its supply chain, sourcing materials and electrical components from Boyd Corporation, Precision Hydraulics, and other organizations. We want to be engaged in the community in which we live and work, and earlier this month, we teamed with PGE to help clean up an area of Forest Park and restore hiking trails. We participate on the boards of OMSI, the zoo, and we work with the De La Salle High School students on the job opportunities in our Portland headquarters. In closing, we consider ourselves to be very fortunate in a city and a state that supports renewable energy, clean energy, and the wind power industry. We made a long-term commitment to Portland, and we look forward to having a very long and successful future here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it very much.
Next three are Brian Jacobson, Amber Case, and Luke Ordway.
Welcome. Glad you're here. Hi, please begin.
My name is Brian Jacobson. I am a manager at the IBM Linux Technology Center, but I'm here today just representing myself as one of the PDX 11 industry volunteers. A few weeks ago, I was at a community meeting at Puppet Labs, and I want to tell you about a couple of magic moments at that community meeting. Lucas Carlson, the founder of PHP Fog, explained how in a year he went from an idea to $1.8 million in funding and thousands of customers. It sounds so easy. But what he explained to us was it was hard every day. He would try something and fail, try something else, fail again. It would take four or five times tries to solve a problem, and he'd get six or seven plans going all at once, knowing that most of them would fail, but one or two would succeed. He was terrified of failing every day. But he worked hard and he kept at it. Now he has 14,000 customers. What a great Portland success story. Another magic moment was when we all shared what we were working on. This was a community of people that want to start up software businesses in Portland. 30 people, everyone passionate about taking an idea and turning it into a thriving business. Now, we know most of these startups will fail. A few will eventually create hundreds or thousands of jobs, but most will fail. Why does a passionate, hardworking person with a great idea fail? Often it's as simple as they run out of time or money. Money's important because when a business runs out of money, it dies. But the PDX 11 financing group is, and the Portland Seed Fund and many others are working to make it easier for Portland startups to find funding. Time is important because for every person in Portland with a great idea, there's someone in Boston, in California, in China with a similar great idea. Whoever gets customers first is going to get knowledge and resources that's going to help them stay ahead of the pack. But how do you give someone time? That's where mentors can help out so much. I know, here's the name of somebody who can help you solve that problem. When I hit that problem, here's what I tried that worked. Here's what I tried that didn't work. And so in the PDX 11 program, we're working on bringing together mentors. Now, funding and mentors have always been a good idea. How do we make them happen now? We build a community. The volunteers like myself, the Software Association of Oregon, we come together. But it's support from the city, the Portland Development Commission, that adds some weight, that adds some leadership, and somehow make this effort real. Why did I decide it was worth spending some of my personal time on this effort? I saw Skip Newberry from the mayor's office coming to our meetings. This is something that mattered. So what's magic about Portland? What's different? What's our competitive advantage? We have an incredible pool of technical talent. But moreover, we do community really well. Thank you for your help and support.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Amber Case, and I'm CEO and co-founder of GeoLoki. We just raised $350,000 in seed funding from exclusively Portland investors. We were prepared 3 months ago when we both quit our jobs, my co-founder and I, to leave and move to Silicon Valley. We thought that it would take us at least 3 to 6 months to explain what we were doing and the opportunities that our company presented to the Portland entrepreneurial and investment community. So we left with a number of the people that we wanted to work with, went down to the Valley, and really, really didn't want to start a company in the Valley. I said, this is our last resort. This is going to be tough. And we realized when we came back here and spoke at a Thai Oregon panel that there was investment here. There are mentors here, and there's a lot of support. So thank you so much for providing that support. We've been funded by Thai Oregon and the Portland Seed Fund. And a year ago, we participated in the Civic Apps competition and won it. The amount of money that we won actually allowed us to buy servers and start our company. Everything that we've been able to do is because the government, the Portland tech community has been involved, and we haven't had to go down to the Valley to start another company just like everybody else is doing down there. We're able to do something good here, present. We've already hired 3 people here, and we've basically had to tell them, hey, you can actually work here at this company. They were being recruited by Facebook and Google and Twitter, and they're excited to work here. They're excited to have their friends here. Before this, just 2 years ago, and before that, I would see so many people come in with a ton of talent, and they would say, I want to start a company. And they would try and raise funding, and they would just get fed up, and they would leave, and they would start successful companies in the Valley. They would say, I really want to work here, and I really want to do something. They'd say, well, I have to go to the Valley because there's a company that's recruited me here. And so now it's changing. I think with the Portland Seed Fund and PDX 11 and Thai Oregon and the Civic Apps competitions, it's now feasible to do a startup, create jobs, and do a good job here. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Congratulations. Hi.
Hello. My name is Luke Ordway. I am relatively new to the Portland area and have been jumping full bore into the entrepreneur community. The name of my company is My Replay Live. I met with Skip Newberry, and he invited me to participate in the PDC development strategies. I would like to thank Portland and the work that's been done prior to me moving here. I think it's a fantastic job, and everyone should pat themselves on the back for the work that has already been done. I think there is still more work to be done. I unfortunately was not accepted for the Portland Seed Fund. I'm sure many of you knew, had over 100 applicants, which shows the need for these small investments. In one email that I had exchanged, what was the best place in Portland to look for $25,000 to $50,000? The reply was to go to the train station and catch the train to Seattle. I have been participating in the PDC meetings, and what was said before, the fiscal needs, what they're trying to address will need support, looking at creating the mentor network and providing services to these companies to help them make the next step, to have exits, to have acquisitions. Besides the PDX 11, also the Portland 100, being pushed forward to help the companies that have had Series A or these smaller rounds make the next step, as every company is trying to do. And I would just like to say that I think it's a great job and everyone should be proud of what they're doing, but it should still continue and push forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Congratulations.
Next two are Andrew McGow and Jonathan Cologne.
Is there a third one? Okay. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Mr. McGow.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, thank you for inviting us here today. I'm Andrew McGough. I'm the Executive Director of Work Systems, the Workforce Investment Board for the City of Portland, Washington, and Multnomah Counties. I wanted to elaborate on something that Roger said. Talking about the continued high unemployment rate. We did some work a little while ago, and we were trying to think about how can you help people understand, you know, 9.4% in a different way. Well, that translates into slightly less than 200,000 people in Oregon, which would be the second largest city, and it would be the seventh largest county, bigger than our 12 smallest counties combined. So just to keep that in perspective, I think it does help us to keep focused on this great work that's going on around this plan. So we are a proud partner the development and the implementation of this plan, and we want to say that it's extremely important, especially during these still very difficult economic times, to have alignment between our economic development and workforce development efforts. This plan and the alignment it supports assures that our resources are targeted to training and skill development activities that support the regional economy and maximize opportunity for our job seeker and worker customers to succeed and thrive. As I'd like to point out, the quality of our regional workforce is a significant driver of economic development, and this plan provides the framework we need to work most effectively together. In addition to the policy benefits, we have been very active over the last couple of years pursuing many of the plan's goals and objectives. We have successfully competed for more than $9 million in federal grants to help train and support workers in the renewable and clean tech sectors. We are working with a broad array of community partners to implement the Pathways Out of Poverty Grant, which is training hundreds of underserved and underrepresented city residents in a variety of green occupations in direct support of the city's targeted industries. These efforts are also supporting our shared goal of assuring that all residents have access to the opportunities that emerge from our economic development efforts. We have worked with the labor community to upgrade a variety of curricula to ensure our electricians, plumbers, steam fitters, and masons have the skills they need to deploy new technologies and techniques to support the growth and development of our targeted industries. We are working with the Oregon Manufacturing Extension Partnership and other industry and community partners to implement Renew Northwest, a $5 million grant focused on the renewable energy industry that will train more than 1,000 workers to develop the skills they need to support the competitiveness of regional renewable and clean tech companies. We are proud of these efforts and look forward to continuing to work with the city and our industry and community partners to achieve the goals of the economic development plan. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Mr. Cologne.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Jonathan Cologne. I am one of the business development coordinators for the Hispanic Chamber, and I'm here today to show my support for this plan and the impact that it has on the Latino community. As many of you know, the metro area represents the highest concentration of the Latino population in Oregon. We are about 59% of the metro area. In the city of Portland, as with many things being top on, we are the top city in Oregon for the Latino population. The strategy represents a very significant tool for us as it impacts jobs, and it also impacts businesses and entrepreneurship. We're very proud of the work that the city has done on the neighborhood economic development strategy and look forward in helping the city implement that. It's a significant tool for our community, and we look forward to being able to be part of that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you both. Appreciate it.
And the last three are Heather Hole, Alondo Simpson, and Holly Heidebreck.
You can pull up another chair if you want. Do you want to just pull up a chair, Heidi, right there? There, right. Welcome. Glad you're here. Who would like to begin?
How about if I go? Good morning. I'm Holly Heidebrecht. I'm the executive director at St. John's Main Street, one of your successful investments. This meeting is timely because tonight we're celebrating our first annual meeting. We will be recognizing close to 70 volunteers who have each put in over 100 hours of work for St. John's Main Street. The Main Street program is genius because the vision is developed by the community. It attracts volunteers to commit time in their areas of interest and expertise and to support the goals that they have defined. What we have found exciting is that St. John's has found its biggest success when we engage in the city bureaus with them. We have been successfully using what is already established. The PDC has given us technical services that a small nonprofit would never afford themselves. Leakage surveys let us know that we really do need a hardware store. We don't just wish it. and architectural services awarded to us allow us to approach property owners that need a fresh look on how they lease their open spaces. We have been able to align with the URA team to give a holistic approach to small businesses that have needs. The Main Street program has technical assistance and volunteer expertise, and it's mixed with the PDC Urban Renewal Financial Programs. We have established a volunteer foot patrol. 40 St. John's neighbors have been trained by the Office of Neighborhood Involvement with established citywide curriculum. There's 7 foot patrols in Portland proper, and apparently we are the largest. The neighborhood response team from the North Precinct now walk their own foot patrols, and together we're making a very noticeable presence in our commercial core. What we've gained is this troop of ambassadors to improve a lot of the livability issues we have out there. Our foot patrollers walk 20 two-hour shifts a month. We observe and report crimes in progress to the Bureau of Emergency Communications. We use our logbooks to call several city services to report specific code violations, but the foot patrol spends most of their time using the graffiti abatement app on our smartphones to report graffiti. So hopefully that'll help the new task force. St. John's Main Street design team is supporting James John Elementary School. They are working with DPAVE to do just that to their playground. They will gain sustainable components to their property, a soccer field that is already have planned camps, and a natural surface for the kids to play on. So thank you from St. John's Main Street for investing in this economic development plan. Our favorite national metric is that for every dollar invested in Main Street, $26 is returned to local commerce. By giving us these opportunities and access, St. John's is already beginning to see the return. So you've all each received an invitation to our annual meeting tonight at 6:30, Miracle Revival Church. But I wanted to personally come and say thank you and hope that we see you there if you're available. Thanks.
Sir.
Good morning. My name is Orlando Simpson, and I am the Vice Chair of Small Business Advisory Council, as well as the Vice President of City of Roses Disposal and Recycling, a local construction, demolition, waste hauler and recycler. First off, I would like to say thank you for having me here to speak with you, commissioners and mayor. This strategy's commitment to small business isn't the greatest. However, I have personally experienced some really great efforts in behalf of it. I myself, in an industry that is dominated by multinational corporations and conglomerates, and this strategy, I would say, coincides with everything I'm trying to do in order to grow my company in this industry. We're talking about a company that was started with one truck and one box in 1996, and I am personally attempting to move this company to be the city's number one solution to commercial or construction, demolition, waste, recycling. For example, obtaining contracts on 3 of the city's most highlighted construction projects, Investis, Edith Green, and Juking Delta, which happens to be the city's first living green building project. However, aside from my own personal accomplishments with my own company, I would like to see more investment into existing local small businesses. Therefore, they are able to strive and compete in this new green revolution. Aside from investment into small businesses, I would like to see more emphasis on education, because investing in our own youth will ultimately push the city to achieve its ultimate goal in becoming the greenest city in the world. And I just wanted to say thank you for having me again.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning. I'm Justin Zellner, the president of the Alliance of Portland Neighborhood Business Associations, otherwise known as the APNBA. Thanks for having us. For 25 years, APNBA has supported Portland's unique neighborhood business districts, which together comprises approximately 20,000 businesses and over 200,000 jobs, and plays a vital role in Portland's economic prosperity. Through our partnerships with the city and the Portland Development Commission, APNBA builds the capacity and connects the city's business districts. After increasing membership 70 years over the last 2 years, I'm pleased to report that APNBA elected the largest board in our history in April, bringing leaders from 30 of the city's diverse business districts, together to strengthen Portland's neighborhood and overall economy. Last year, these dedicated neighborhood leaders contributed over 1,200 volunteer hours to building neighborhood economic development. These volunteer hours are in addition to the board members' work on their own business and their business districts. Recognizing the wealth and expertise in Portland's business districts, APMBA formalized the sharing of best practices to align and coordinate resources with biannual event debriefs and new mentoring connections. Program linking leaders from 21 business districts to discuss best practices around everything from personal to economic revitalization. APMBA brought together leaders from the city's four industrial districts to discuss shared issues and future collaboration. And APMBA launched a biannual business district staffer lunch to share resources and build collective staffing skills. Speaking of staff, I'm going to introduce Heather Hale to my left, which is our APMBA's executive director, to discuss additional programs. But before I do that, I ask for one thing. The continued investment that you've made and will continue in the future into our unique Portland neighborhood business districts is essential to not only recognizing our economic, but also environmental and community goals. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. As Justin said, my name is Heather Hale, and I'm APNBA's Executive Director. In fiscal year 10-11, APNBA launched a series of new services. In partnership with PDC, we implemented a capacity-building series providing 675 training hours to business district leaders over the last 8 months, covering everything from event best practices to community building. We also provided 190 hours of one-on-one technical assistance to those leaders. In the face of an insurance crisis, APNBA provided critical liability coverage to ensure business district events occurred throughout the city. To date, we've provided a subsidy to help 12% of our business districts invest in general liability insurance for the very first time. And in the last 12 months, APNBA distributed $80,000 in grants to our business districts that leveraged an additional $150,000 in private investment in the city's neighborhood business districts. This year, we will implement a new grant-making program designed to help business districts reach benchmarks of success while focusing on neighborhood economic development. APNBA also worked to build relationships with key stakeholders, including ONI, Neighborhood Notes, the Portland Business Alliance, SBAC, the East Portland Chamber, and Travel Portland, to align and coordinate our resources. As a result, we co-sponsored the Neighborhood Leaders Dialogue with ONI in June, partnered with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to host a Portland Plan Business Forum for neighborhood businesses, and last month, with the Portland Business Alliance and the Small Business Advisory Council, we hosted City Business, helping almost 100 business leaders better understand Portland's bureaus, budgets, and business support organizations. For 25 years, APNBA has facilitated neighborhood economic development throughout the city. Portland's continued investment in our neighborhood, in our efforts, is truly appreciated. We are thrilled with the new neighborhood focus in the city's economic development strategy and look forward to our continued partnership strengthening Portland's businesses and business districts. On behalf of APNBA's board, I thank you for your support and urge you to continue investing in the overall economic development strategy and particularly in the neighborhood economic development component. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. One more?
Dan Kogan.
Welcome. Good to see you again.
Hello, my name is Dan Kogan. I'm a general manager out at Montevilla Burgerville on 82nd and Gleason, and I'm here representing four other Burgervilles also within the East Portland Action Plan area. First off, I want to say thank you for the opportunity. It's really been encouraging hearing the stories that have come along of the progress being made. I'm fairly new to the process of being involved. The Burgerville where I'm at has been there, however, since 1967. And my role is to involve our community. East Portland and part of the East Portland Action Plan seems to be the territory for the future, so I am looking forward to these plans and these projects being moved into that area. I find it to be one of the greatest areas for opportunity. And as we see it, it's not about what everybody can do for us, but what we can do for our community. Our community will help support us. I'd love to see new businesses, new opportunities roll into our area. For us, I'm all right with the competition. We'd just like to see that. We're really talking about an area where there's new areas for buildable land. I know we've done surveys that have shown opportunities in that area, perhaps certain zoning adjustments and coordinated efforts will really help promote that area. So, you know, in a sense, I'm sitting here thanking you from the future and looking forward to the new opportunities that East Portland has to offer to Portland as a whole and what the whole economic strategy will help for East Portland and East Portland's future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right. We'll now call the vote on accepting the report. Carla?
Saltzman?
Well, thank you, Mayor and PDC and everybody else for a very good, concise, focused economic development report. I think we heard several references to the need for focusing. I think this report shows that we have been focusing over the last couple years, and that's the way we need to do. We can't have sort of the broad scatter-based economic development strategies we've had in the past. So I think it's paying dividends. It's tough times that we're trying to do this in, but I think it is paying dividends, and I think many of you testified to that effect today. So thank you all for being here, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you to everybody who took the time to be here this morning to presumably show your support, since nobody came to testify against. I am very pleased to be part of this neighborhood economic development strategy and the entire economic development strategy. I think we previously had 13 target industries, which was not focused, and now we have the focused four, which has become five, and it's proving to pay dividends. And it's proving dividends because of the partnership between the business community, the neighborhood business community, and the city council. And we are committed to jobs and to good jobs, to well-paying jobs. So we will continue to work on that. Of course, this is a good progress report in 5,500 new jobs in the Multnomah County area since the beginning of 2009, but it's not enough, and we all recognize that it's not enough. I particularly appreciated the comment that having Skip Newberry show up at the meeting was a show of support, and it's more than that, of course, because he's a skilled staff person who does make the connections. But that's what we try to do on the City Council, is show up, our staff show up, and we care about the work that you are doing in the community. We want to be your partners, and I think we have been good partners in City Hall. So we will continue to do that. This and better we'll do. Aye.
Fish.
You know, Roger said in his comments we should emphasize international trade. I just got back from 2 weeks in Spain visiting my wife's family. And what I experienced in Spain was record high unemployment, stagnant economy, huge credit challenges that were threatening to bring down the euro and neighboring countries, and a rigid class system that really locked people in and made it very challenging for people to have social mobility. And I have to say, I've never been so grateful to come back home. I want to thank Patrick, Kimberly, Skip, and the whole team for putting on the presentation. I think it was extremely helpful. When Roger Hinshaw says we're making progress, that's high praise. So, Roger, I made a note of that, along with your other comments. I want to thank everyone who testified, and particularly the clarity and passion with which you brought to this event. And I also want to just acknowledge that 2.5 years ago, the mayor-elect and I did something which at the time was quite controversial, and I even remember some pretty withering criticism. Patrick, you might have remembered that too. When we decided to take housing out of the Portland Development Commission and create a separate freestanding housing component with the city, taking the talent and treasure from the PDC, combining it with the former BHCD and creating a new powerhouse called the Portland Housing Bureau. There were a lot of skeptics at the time, but the long-term vision was to unleash the power of two separate organizations, to have PDC focus relentlessly on jobs and job creation in the local economy and do its work best, and to have a new housing bureau focus on housing. I think that